Hello, and welcome to the December edition of the Crowder Century Podcast. I'm Christopher Franklin. Before we get started, here are Chris Smith and Megan Murphy with your Crowder headlines. Crowder headlines are brought to you by Choices Medical Clinic. Choices Medical Clinic offers confidential sexual health services for men and women by licensed medical health professionals. To schedule an appointment, call 417-540-2485.
Are you looking to transfer to a new college soon? Do you have questions about the transfer process? Crowder College is holding transfer workshop sessions to assist you in the transfer process and answer any questions you may have. Workshops take place on Wednesday, December 7th from 8 to 9 a.m. and Thursday, December 8th from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information, contact careerservices@crowder.edu or 417-455-5618. The 14th Annual Festival of Wreaths took place Tuesday, November 15th at the Crowder College LZ Plaster Community Center in Neosho and raised $125,000 for scholarships and student support with over 400 people in attendance this year. And now for the weather report. The next 2 weeks look to maintain the cold temperatures with a high to hit 50 degrees and a low just staying above 30 degrees. Expect snow and possible icy conditions as we draw closer to the end of the year.
The Crowder College Theater Department presents A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen and Christopher Hampton, December 8 through 10, 7:30 p.m. nightly plus a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. The production will take place in the LC Plastic Community Center on the Neosho campus. Currently, there is a Crowder student art exhibit on display in the Longwell Museum, located inside the LC Plastic Community Center. The exhibit is on display through December 12th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. An artist reception will be held Friday, December 9th, 5 to 7 p.m. It is free and open to the public. The Fall 2016 Commencement Ceremony will be held Saturday, December 17th, 10 a.m. in the Bob Sneller Gymnasium on the Neosho campus. Rehearsal will be held Thursday, December 15th at 2 p.m. in the Wright Conference Center.
This segment of the podcast is sponsored by the Crowder College Bookstore. As some of you may know, we are finally reaching the end of the semester. The Crowder College Bookstore is now offering textbook buyback of up to 60% on qualifying books from December 12th through the 22nd and January 3rd through 6th. You can sell your books back at any Crowder College location. We've finally reached that special time of year where many of the biggest holidays lie, kicked off by the celebration of Halloween, followed up by Thanksgiving, and now Black Friday, which is the largest consumer holiday of the year. Now we rapidly approach the biggest holiday of the season, Christmas. As the weather gets colder, many people decorate their houses with Christmas lights, put up their Christmas tree, and pile presents under it for their loved ones. Churches hold special services, talk about the birth of Jesus, and go Christmas caroling in their neighborhoods. Charities line up outside Walmart stores and bank on the goodwill that the season tends to promote, hoping to keep their doors open and accomplish their objectives for another year. But Christmas isn't the only holiday celebrated during the month of December. In fact, there are more than 30 holidays in the month of December alone, celebrated by people from all walks of life, from all religious backgrounds, and many holidays celebrated by people of no religious preference. These holidays include Advent, St. Nicholas' Day, the Longest Night, Newtonmas, and Watch Night, to name a few. This episode of the Crowder Century Podcast is dedicated to covering some of those lesser-known holidays. The first holiday we're covering today is Bodhi Day. This day, celebrated by Buddhists, commemorates the day it is believed that the historical Buddha achieved enlightenment. There are many varying accounts of how he achieved this enlightenment. The most common among them are that he made a vow to earth and nirvana to find the root of all suffering or die trying, along with the telling that he simply achieved increasingly deeper states of meditation, confronting the nature of the self. According to the Buddha, his enlightenment came in three stages. The first was the discovery of his past lives and the cycle of rebirth. Then he discovered the law of karma, before finally discovering the Four Noble Truths, which are truths only discovered by the noble ones, those who have reached the state of nirvana. The next holiday, Hanukkah, is typically celebrated by practitioners of Judaism and typically lasts for 8 days. Hanukkah is observed to celebrate the rededication of the Holy Temple after the Jewish people rose up against the Syrians who had oppressed them. The land of Judea was taken over by Antiochus III around 200 BC. Antiochus III allowed the people to continue practicing Judaism until his son, Antiochus IV, took the throne. Antiochus IV outlawed Judaism and demanded that the citizens of Judea worship the Greek gods instead. It is believed that the year 168 BC was the year in which Antiochus sent soldiers into Judea to slaughter innocents and erect an altar to the Greek god Zeus, while also sacrificing pigs and desecrating the Holy Temple. After seeing the destruction and blasphemy practiced against God, Jewish priest Mattathias and his sons led a rebellion to take back Judea from the Syrians. 2 years later, in 166 BD, Judah Maccabee, which means the hammer, became the figurehead of the rebellion when his father died. Within 2 years of becoming the leader, Judah Maccabee had decimated the Syrian rule in Judea and taken back the land for his people. Judah ordered the second temple to be cleansed, removing all traces of the false gods, along with the rebuilding of the altar. He then ordered the menorah, at this time only having 7 candles, to be lit. According to one of the central Jewish texts, the Talmud, Judah and his followers witnessed the menorah stay lit for 8 nights, despite only having enough olive oil to remain lit for 1. This is the reason that the celebration now includes the lighting of the menorah, which now holds 9 candles. 8 of these candles are to be lit, 1 on each night of the celebration, and the 9th candle is used to light the others. Along with the menorah, there are traditional Jewish recitations that are spoken during the lighting each night, as well as various foods that are made during this holiday. Among these are potato pancakes and donuts filled with jam. This final portion of the podcast is brought to you by Fast Trip Cassville. Fast Trip in Cassville, Missouri is your one-stop shop and is open 24 hours. Find them at 104 South Main Street in Cassville or call them at 417-847-4259. To wrap up this examination of holidays, we're shedding light on a far lesser known holiday, Yalda. Yalda, which means birth, is most prominently celebrated by Iranians and is celebrated on December 21st. It commemorates the arrival of the winter season, along with the triumph of light over darkness. The night of Yalda, known as Yalda Eve, is also the longest night of the year. It was believed by the ancient Persians that on Yalda Eve, evil forces were dominant, and that the next day, Yalda belonged to the Lord of Wisdom. To celebrate this night, families gather together for the entire night, eating various foods such as nuts and pomegranates, while poetry and mythology is read aloud to those gathered. Practitioners believe you must celebrate the whole night, as it commemorates the defeat of darkness by light, which is a common theme with many holidays around this time of year, as Christmas and the other holidays we've covered prove. So regardless of whether you say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whether you opt for the more open and perfectly acceptable Happy Holidays, one thing is clear. Many of the holidays celebrated around this time of year are about triumph of good over evil, light over dark, and happiness. If someone wishes you a Merry Christmas, don't take it personally. Simply smile and reply with your holiday well-wishing of choice. During what has already been a tough year, in what could easily be called a divided nation, let's do our absolute best to put aside our differences, or even celebrate them, by taking time to learn about and appreciate the holidays that people from other walks of life celebrate. Who knows? You might realize you have more in common with them than you first thought. And with that, I'd personally like to take the time to wish you all a blessed and fantastic holiday season, filled with love, hope, laughter, and light. May your days be merry and bright, and may you find true joy as we conclude this year and this edition of the Crowder Century Podcast. We'll see you next year.